His Excellency the President's appeal for peace and national cohesion, his acknowledgement of logistical challenges that probably affected some of the operations of the Electoral Commission and other election management bodies, while making very clear, and this is important, that those challenges do not in any way but have affected the overall outcome of the result. But he said he has listened to them and is going to put forward an elections review committee to be chaired by no less a person than our distinguished vice president, but will include civil society, development partners, and a wide array of citizens to review both the legal framework on how we conduct our elections and the recommendations that have been made.
Of course, Minister, I think the president's speech was in reference to the opposition APC members of parliament, who I understand also boycotted the session. So what do you say about that?
Well, it's important to note that following the last elections, our friends and siblings, I should say, in the opposition party have decided that the way they're going to protest was that they will not participate in the entire governance process. They have instituted what they are referring to as a boycott. So they have not been in parliament, except, of course, for one of them, the Honorable Mohamed Bangura, who was proudly in his partisan colors and who said that, no, even if we have disagreements, we should seek to resolve these disagreements through the laid down procedures in our constitution. That's what the president was referring to today. So, of course, I think we acknowledge our family, our folks, our friends in the opposition. And the president was saying to them that we have to act with political maturity. We have to think about the peace, the stability, and the democracy of our nation. And he was inviting them to come to the table and let's have a conversation. Let's move our country forward. You cannot take your toys and go home. This is a governance process, and you have to be part of it.
Minister, it's a pleasure to speak with you again. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.